20, so yeah, my marker 20.
You've reached emergency roadside assistance, roadside coverage. My name is Miss Vinson. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yeah, car broke down.
Okay.
Just wondering.
Are you calling from a safe location?
Safe location, yeah. Well, it's my wife's car that broke down, so.
Okay. Can I have your first and last name, please?
It's going to be for Angela Woodruff.
And what's a good callback number?
It's going to be 702-755-7951.
Okay.
Or my wife's phone number is 8905.
Okay, 760-338. Wait, could you give me that again?
8905, yeah. 8905.
Okay, would you like to receive mobile text updates with the status of your service for today?
Yeah, it's going to be, okay. Can you just text it? Or it's got to be email?
We just texted.
Can you text that? Yeah.
Okay, message and data rate may apply. May I have the reference number associated with the roadside plan?
Hold on a second. You know what? Can I just call you back and get all the information?
Okay.
I'm going to pick them up right now.
Oh, okay.
I know the location and everything. I just don't have the contract number because when he took the picture, he had shadow over it.
Oh, okay.
So I can't read it.
Okay.
All right. I got the VIN number for the vehicle.
Yes, what's the VIN number?
The VIN number is... Hey, go read this right here. See that? You need a VIN number with a whole bunch of numbers and letters?
Yeah. 5... Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
All right, 5. NPE.
You've got to start all over again. The number is 5, Nancy,
okay.
Paul, Echo, Charles, 4. Apple, Charles, 9, Echo, H, 8, 7, 8, 9, 6, 8.
Okay. So I have 5, P as in Paul, Echo, Charlie, 4, Alpha.
All right, we're ready. I'm sorry. Apparently, I didn't say that one Can I repeat it again for you? So
yes.
And then you can repeat it back. We already missed the second letter. Okay, I'm going to start all over again. It's 5, Nancy, Paul, Echo, Charles, 4, Adam, Charles, 9, Echo, Henry, 8, 7, 8, 9, 6, 8.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
And you guys do cover Ally. We got it from Ally Premier Protection.
Yes. Right? Hold on just a moment, please. Okay, for security reasons, can you verify the address associated with your policy?
I know she don't live there anymore, but in a policy, it probably says 801 San Lorenzo Street, number 5, Pahrump, Nevada.
Okay, and what is the year, make, and model of the disabled vehicle?
It's a 2014 Hyundai Sonata.
And the following detail, what color?
White.
Okay.
It's white.
And to confirm, what's the reason that you need that tow today?
It won't move. It just went up the hill. It was probably the transmission went
up. Okay. And what's the odometer reading?
Oh, shoot. I think it's like 102.
Okay.
102,000 something.
102,000. Okay, so I'm going to ask a few questions so we can dispatch the correct service vehicle. Will the vehicle crank up?
Yeah, it starts.
Is it a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive vehicle or standard two-wheel?
It's front wheel. It's two-wheel drive, front wheel drive.
Is the vehicle currently in a parking garage?
No, it's on the side of the street.
Has it been modified so it sits lower to the ground?
Pardon me?
Has the vehicle been modified so that it sits lower to the ground?
No, it's been nothing standard.
All right. Does it shift out of park and go into neutral?
It doesn't do anything. It
okay.
does that and everything, but it doesn't move.
Well, does it shift gears out of park?
I'm not sure. I wasn't
okay.
driving it.
Okay. So is the vehicle considered an antique?
No.
And is this service a result of an accident?
No.
Okay. So you said you're on the way to the vehicle. So if you find out that it does not shift out of park and go into neutral, we would have to get the provider to bring some extra equipment like wheels and dollies.
Well, I'm sure all tow trucks does that. I think they have all that stuff. I seen them all wheels locked, just put it on their bed, no problem.
Okay. And what's the name of the person who'll be with the vehicle? Is that gonna be Angela?
Do we need to wait for you guys to be there?
No, you can leave the vehicle unattended. They do ask that you leave the keys.
We will.
Okay.
Leave the key in a certain area, glove compartment.
Okay, so you're going to leave the keys in the glove compartment.
You know what? I'm going to put it on the visor.
On the visor?
Good old trick. Yeah, it's going to be on the visor. There's a lot of stuff in the glove compartment I just don't want.
Okay. All right, so you acknowledge and agree that the vehicle is being left unattended and waive all liability? You agree?
Yeah. Can you repeat that again?
Okay, do you acknowledge and agree that the vehicle is being left unattended and waive all liability?
What do you mean, like, waive the liability? How long will it take for you guys to show up?
Well, what we do is we try to find someone who can do it in 45 minutes, or I'm sorry, in 2 hours or less. The average is about 45 minutes. And now it gets a little different, you know, when it's later at night. We may have a hard time finding a provider if it's in, depending on the area.
All right, just to let you know, that address I just told you, it's not in that address. That is what in the contract address is. It's on a highway, on the side of the road.
Okay, yes, I'll get that in just a moment.
Okay. But the liability, you know what? Yeah, I got insurance. Something goes wrong, I'll take a picture of it before I leave anyway. So
okay.
If something happens between getting out. I weighed the life, whatever.
Okay.
We got insurance does.
All right. And starting with the city and state, where is the vehicle currently located?
It's going to be in Highway 160.
Okay.
It's going to be in the mile marker between 18 and 21, going south. I'm sorry, not going south. Going north. We're going south, so it's going north. I'm checking.
Are there any landmarks or businesses or anything near her?
It's going up before the mountains of Mountain Springs. Probably in the vicinity of like 5 minutes.
Is Mountain Springs the city where she is?
Yeah, it's down below before you hit Mountain Springs. Like 6 minutes away.
Okay.
5 minutes away right now.
All right. What city?
Like 5 miles away.
What city and state
city?
Is the vehicle currently located?
It's outside of Las Vegas.
Okay, hold on a moment.
So just look for mile marker on the side right here. You'll do that. All curves up. Okay, that's mile marker what? 21. Yeah, but it's just 4 miles, so. So he's almost right here, 3.8 miles away. So he's telling me 3.6, maybe you two.
So, I need some more information to find this on the map. So I don't see the mile markers.
Okay, yeah, I'm hitting on mile markers right now. I'm 3 miles away where the location is. Because he put a pinpoint location where he's at, but it doesn't show any marker. But I'm just stating it's going to be either between 18 and 21. But in 3 minutes, I'll let you know what really the mile marker is.
So where are you? What roads are you
on? I'm on Highway 160. Mile marker... going 19-18 right now. You can see a four-way flasher. I'm sorry. I should have. Because I've never done this before, so usually. Now, once you get the tow truck, they can drop it off at the closest Hyundai.
Well, they dealership. Don't. We can't set up a tow to a closed location, so if they're open, we can do it.
So, what's going to happen? So am I better off calling you guys when it's date, like when it's like open? I hate to see you guys pick up the car.
Yes.
Don't make any sense.
If you do want to go to that closed location, it would have to be, you know, when they're open. Or an alternate location.